So we just make an emphasis on the Word of God. We live in a day, young people, where there's much, much out there. And I'm going to put it this way. There's much out there by the way of literature. Much by the way of books. And many things that are given to us. And I want to say it this way. And I don't want to be misunderstood. That there are books that are proclaimed to be holy books that are an option. You can pick this one or that one. Young people, we're speaking of the Word of God, which is unique. And it is only one book, the Word of God. And there is only one book that has been written by God and given to men, and the only way men can understand that book is in the power of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And the only way men can use that book is in the power of the Spirit of God. Every other book that has been written by man, understanding with the assumption that man will understand it. Given by the intellect of a man. The Word of God has not been written in such a way. The Word of God is God-breathed. And given, inspiration of God given to us, and then given the Spirit of God to understand the Word of God. Okay? And I just wanted to emphasize this. Is that we understand that we have in our hands God's Word. God's Word. God, what He has intended for us to have at our fingertips to be able to take in the energy and in the power of the Spirit of God to energize the spiritual man. And this is what we have as a resource, is that what God has given to us. And I just feel this needs to be emphasized because there is so much that is in our faces today that is not God's Word, but is being put on a platform as being of the same authority of God's Word. And it is not so. God's Word stands alone and is unique, and it is from God to us, given, and we need to accept it from that and handle it in that manner.
You know, I'm thinking about, I'm looking at the whole picture. And I'm looking at the arrows that are flying. You know, you cannot stand in close proximity to somebody and shoot an arrow. The person who is shooting the arrow is far away. And you're in a battle, and the enemy is shooting the arrow. And what you have as your offensive is a sword. And we just learned that it's a dagger. Now, you cannot throw the sword. The sword has to be attached to you for you to use it properly. And it really communicates to me the mindset of the soldier. The soldier is not standing his ground or running away from the enemy. The soldier is advancing to the enemy. Because what you have is the sword. And the sword is connected to your hand. And in order for the sword to be effective, you have to advance to the enemy and use the sword. And the enemy, you would look and you would see the darts flying, and maybe you might be afraid. And many of times we get afraid and we run. We are reminded of Elijah when Elijah just proved to the prophets of Baal that the Lord, He is God. You know, he called on fire and licked up the trough and everything. And then Jezebel told him, "I'm going to kill you." And Elijah ran, and he was in a cave. And the Lord came to him and He said, "Why are you here? Why are you here? You're not supposed to be here." And what that says to me is that when Elijah ran, he was off track. And many times we get afraid by the fiery darts. And it really came home to me, the mindset of the soldier. You're not supposed to be afraid. You're to advance to your enemy and use what the Lord has given you, the sword.
So now, I think one of the beautiful and the best thing in the Sunday school hymns, you could learn a lot of doctrine from the little, as long as they are scripture, of course. Read your Bible, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day. So connected with the Word of God, he gives us the last piece there, which is really in verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication, again in the Spirit, watching there unto with all perseverance and supplication for all things. The importance of prayer in this warfare that we are going. We talked a lot about the matter of subjection, the matter of being under the influence of the Spirit of God, the matter of not going looking for a fight or expose ourselves, the matter of not rebel and be vulnerable, the matter of being always behind the shield of faith, the matter of always having that helmet of salvation, bringing every thought to the captivity of Christ. But the sum of it all is there here. He brings it. You know, it's kind of interesting. You would think the strength of the soldier of everything that he has. But then the soldier is on his knees now. And that's a position of strength. A position of strength is a position of subjection. A position of strength is a position of on your knees. And that's where the strength comes from. And how much prayer is neglected. Let's be honest. Let's be really, really honest. The simplest thing, read your Bible and pray every day. If we just for a second consider the last year, how much time we have done that? Read your Bible and pray every day. It's every day, not every other day or once a week. Every day. If I'm honest with myself, how many times I did that? Read my Bible and prayed every day. You talk about prayer. And I think maybe we should take a few minutes, really short comments, and encouragement for us. It's hard to talk about these things when you don't practice them. So easy to tell somebody how to pray and what you pray and here is what you do. But let's just be honest with ourselves. That is a source of the strength for the believer. The communication line. They do that in warfare all the time. The first thing they go after is cut the communication line or jam the communication line. They don't want you in touch with the headquarters because the captain knows what's going on. The air power, they contact the air power that sees everything and tell them where the enemy is because you don't see it from there. And sometimes you go on without any contact with the headquarters, with any contact with the captain of our salvation, and then we get hit and we wonder what happened. Prayer is most important in the believer's life.
I think the example of the Lord, again, we can go to the Lord. The scripture says that when he was in more conflict or greater conflict, he prayed more earnestly. So the measure of the conflict or the battle that we're facing, it should drive us even more and more to pray. I was also thinking of when Joshua and Moses were fighting the Amalekites. The scripture says that Moses said to Joshua, you go fight and I'm going to go to the mountain. I'm going to hold my hands up. And he had the rod of God, which is, I think, also a measure of the presence of God. So he was in the presence of God with his hands lifted up. And the scripture says, as long as he had his hands up, the battle was being won by the Israelites. And whenever he put his hands down, when he got tired, when he got weak, when he got distracted, the Amalekites were prevailing. So this, again, is just a reminder to us that as long as we have our hands up praying, which is, you know, hands lifted up, which is also showing that, you know, I have a clear conscience before God and man, that my hands are clean, and I'm before God in his presence. Whenever I have my hands up, then I'm going to continue to win the battle. And as soon as I put my hands down, the enemy is going to come in and attack.
I was thinking, Brother Dave, that taking the Lord Jesus as our example, when we are opened up to him in the beginning of his ministry, we have talked about the temptation. And when we come to his closing scenes, we talk about his prayers. So that tells you the importance of these two aspects of things seen in the Lord Jesus. He faced the enemy through the Word of God. And at Gethsemane, the last scene where we are observing what the Lord is doing, he is praying more earnestly. I always wondered, and how right it is what Brother Emil have suggested, in a battle, you know, you can do whatever you want to do. It will give you, one thing will give you the upper hand if you can destroy the communication. And God made a system, and I want you to be careful of what I'm trying to say. God made a system so that in this battlefield, if we are willing, that line of communication will never be interrupted. You know why? Mm. It is in the same measure that the word, the sword is of the Spirit, mm. the praying is in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. There is, the communication we're talking about is to be contact in heaven. Now you have a divine person, mm-hmm. a blessed divine person indwelling each one of us. So that we don't have to face where the enemy is will totally cut off communication with heaven. Yeah, yeah. So what a privileged people we are. We're talking about the pieces, the battle and all these things. But why don't you look at it also? What a privileged company of soldiers that we are. That we have the upper hand on any enemy that will face us. All we have to do is really run to the source. Run to the source. That's it. And depend on the source. So how wonderful that also praying has to be conditional in the Spirit, the same way the Word of God is, or the sword of the Spirit.